All right, good morning. Thank you, Caitlin, for your beautiful song, My God Can. You know, I think everyone's hearts are heavy today. I think the first time you gather at church as a body when a beloved saint goes to heaven, it can be hard. Standing up here looking and seeing Dean not seated there is hard today. I want to dedicate this message to him with the caveat, all glory goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is the Lord who built Dean to be the man that we all knew and loved. A servant, a friend, and a brother. And so he's on our hearts today. But if we can just bow our heads in a word of prayer and ask for the Lord's strength. Lord Jesus, we are just so grateful that we can shout out, my God can. Lord, before we became a Christian, we could not say that. We just knew you as a figure, or maybe we didn't even believe in you, Lord. But when you saved us, Lord Jesus, and we became yours, we can say those words boldly, my God can, and you can do anything, Lord. And we're humbly always gather as a family in Christ every Sunday. We got brothers and sisters online who couldn't be here, and we have those of us here sitting in our seats. We come, Lord, to worship and praise you for the lives we have in you. We come to hear your word, Lord, and hear a song that you give the words, Lord. We thank you for the song that Caitlin sang. It was beautiful, beautiful words. And then there's a message, Lord. Lord, you speak to the speaker on what you want said. No message can be successful unless you give it and you guide it, Lord. It's simple as that. We're just your servants, Lord. So I leave this message at your feet and ask it may be a blessing. And it may encourage all of us as we hear what you laid on my heart. We pray all these things in your most precious and holy name. Amen. You know, one thing Dean and I had in common is we both love sports. And so I will miss talking to him about sports. We talked through the decades since the 90s. We talked a lot about basketball and football and baseball. A lot of time about the 49ers. And those who know me best know that I'm a huge sports fan. I love sports. I love to play it and I love to watch it. And Alan's not here right now. I think he's probably upstairs. But Alan and I used to be roommates before we got married. And we were roommates for about 5 years. And Alan and I roommates, that's a whole other message for another day. But Alan used to tease me all the time. He used to say, Rick likes to watch three things, sports, sports, and sports. And he's right. You flash forward 20 years later, and nothing has changed much. I still watch sports, and I still like to watch football and basketball. And the Winter Olympics are coming up soon, and I'll probably watch some of those events. But a couple months ago, I was kicking back at home, and I turned on the TV to watch sports. And I turned on ESPN, and they had one of those strongest man competitions, you know, where those guys who just look like rocks, and they have muscles everywhere you can imagine. And I was watching one of the competitions, and I was just marveled by their strength. They are pushing boulders that there's no way I could push, lifting weights over their heads. And maybe you've seen some of the competitions where they have a harness or a rope, and they're pulling a train or an airplane or a car. Some of these guys can do that. And I'm watching these men, and I'm thinking, boy, if I was ever in trouble, I would love to have one of those guys on my side, you know. But as I was watching them do their events and marveled at them, I paused and I actually said this out loud. I said, you know what, Lord, their strength is nothing compared to yours. No one is stronger than the Lord. Not just how he demonstrates his power through nature. We see it when we see lightning in the sky, or hear it when we hear thunder, or maybe go to a national park and you see a waterfall. You see the Lord's power in that waterfall. You see it in the biblical accounts of miracles, like parting the Red Seas, healing a demon-possessed person, or calming storms. But we also see his strength in an intimate, personal way in our personal lives, through many of life's situations. His hand of strength sustains us. It carries us. It holds us up together. The Lord's strength is needed daily, and it's from a loving Lord who loves his children. It is promised and it is dependable. We just need to be reminded to do our part. We have to be in his will. It's very important to be in his will. We have to ask for his strength in prayer. We have to claim it by faith. And we have to trust the Lord that he will give his strength when you need it most. The title of my message today is Rely on the Lord's Strength. Rely on the Lord's strength. The word rely means to depend on with full confidence and trust. And I pray this message may encourage all of us today, those who are here in person, those who are online, that all of us would rely on the Lord's strength. I have 4 points about the Lord's strength I want to share today, and you will hear throughout the message. 4 points. 1, it is a promise. 2, it sustains us through our trials. 3, it accomplishes great things through our human weakness. And it is perfect. I was thinking about all the Bible verses that talk about the Lord's strength, and there is plenty. But Isaiah chapter 40 came to mind. I thought this would be a great section of scripture to start off the message. See, it's a wonderful promise of God's comfort and hope and divine strength for his people. That we know that we're in despair and suffering because the Jewish nation were in captivity in Babylon. And Isaiah chapter 40 is providing reassurance that God has not forgotten them. He has not abandoned them, and he will restore them as a nation. And like the Jewish people of that time, we can be in our own exiles of suffering, our own despair. But we find comfort and hope in God's divine strength when we need it. So listen to the words of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. This is the Lord speaking to his people, but he's speaking to us this morning. It says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Amen. What a beautiful portion of scripture. You know, I think all of us love combing through the Bible when we have a particular topic that we're studying in the Bible. We love to go through the Bible and comb through the different individuals who are going through something that we have gone through. And boy, the Bible is full of people that God provided divine strength. One, to accomplish great things for him. And two, to endure intense situations and circumstances. Many key biblical figures relied on the Lord's strength. We've talked about Moses a lot lately in some of the messages and even in the men's meeting on Wednesday. There's no way Moses could have faced Pharaoh and lead the stubborn Israel people without the Lord's strength behind him. He would have failed. Job lost everything. You know what it felt like to lose something, his family, his wealth, and his health. But the Lord sustained Job. Nehemiah faced opposition when he was rebuilding Jerusalem's walls. He received the strength to persevere through the opposition. Samson, a very popular character, right? God gave him his strength to take on their enemies. And even after he failed, he regained his strength one last time to complete his mission. Jeremiah received strength to continue preaching despite persecution and emotional distress. Elijah received strength by God after becoming fearful and suicidal. You can read these stories. It's amazing. He received supernatural endurance. And who can forget the disciples and Peter who failed? But they were restored and received strength to lead the church. None of these men and women would have success without the Lord's strength behind them. For today's message, there are 2 portions of scripture I want to read about 2 individuals that came to mind as I was studying this topic. 2 people that I loved how the Lord gave them strength. I loved the words that they said. 2 people were going through incredible, intense situations. but by their words, they demonstrate their faith, their courage, and their reliance on God's strength. So the first person is Esther. In the book of Esther, we know the Jews were in exile, and God made Esther queen. And in Esther chapter 4, we see her cousin Mordecai. We know Mordecai took care of her and raised her after Esther's parents both died. And he came to her in desperation, and we all know the story, because there was a plot to destroy the Jews, to kill them off. And Mordecai pleaded with Esther to intervene. Mordecai reminded Esther that her position as queen was not by accident, that God could use her to save their people. And when you read Esther, what was Esther's initial reaction? She was fearful. She was hesitant. She was afraid to act, wasn't she? Because she knew it could cost her life. We knew that if she went in front of the king, if she wasn't invited to the inner court, the law said she could die. But Esther had a change of heart. After asking for prayer and fasting, she found courage, trusting God to protect her. And what did she do in the end? She stood in the gap for her people, and God used her to save the Jews. Let's listen to her words in Esther chapter 4, 15 through 16. Tell me not that this is a person who is relying on the Lord. So 15, then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish. What courage. Esther reminds us of prayer and fasting before the Lord when we need strength. And when it's time to act, he'll give you this strength. Oftentimes when God asks us to do something, it could be afraid or scary. It can take courage to do something. But if we remind ourselves to pray, to fast, if he calls us to do it, leave it at his feet. Sit and watch, and when it's time for strength, he will lift you up and accomplish what he wants you to accomplish. Let's look at David for a little bit. David in 1 Samuel 17, we know this story, David and Goliath. But when David was speaking to King Saul at the front lines, Saul expressed doubt that David could defeat Goliath. We know the rest of the Israelite army, what were they relying on? Themselves, right? They weren't relying on God. That's why they were fearful. They couldn't act. They couldn't even take on Goliath. But David was different. Let's listen to his words and tell me, was not he relying on the Lord's strength? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 to 37 says this. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine, he's talking about Goliath, will be like one of them because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. Did David say, I rescued myself? He said, the Lord. He claimed the Lord in front of everybody. Will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. See, David reminds us how to not forget how faithful the Lord has provided his strength in the past. If you are a Christian today, if you're here today, I guarantee you the Lord has given you strength in your life. You probably can count many times on your fingers. How many times has he come through to give you strength? David didn't forget. And then what did David also do? He boldly claimed it again. We need to be bold as a Christian. Weak in ourselves, humble in ourselves, but weak when it comes to being bold for the Lord. Claim how God has given you strength in the past, and that strength will help you again when you need it most. Through David and Esther and so many other godly people in the Bible, we see the promise fulfilled that the Lord gives strength to the weak. gives you courage to face overwhelming circumstances and situations. Throughout Scripture, God's people were strengthened not by their own abilities, underline, but by His presence in their life. Out of their own weakness, the Lord made them strong in Him. Their strength was displayed through their faith in God's power rather than their own. And what did it accomplish? Battles were won. Kingdoms were conquered. Righteousness acts were performed. People became saved. The church was built. And they endured persecution for Christ's strength. Amen? One of the most famous Bible verses about the Lord's strength is in Philippians 4:13. It was in Caitlin's song. And many of us probably know that verse by heart. I have repeated that verse so many times in my Christian walk. But Philippians chapter 4 speaks to suffering and strength in times of suffering. So let's read a portion of it today in Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. Paul speaking to the saints in Philippians. Listen to his words and tell me, was not he relying on the Lord's strength in his life? Starts in verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that you have at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. The Him is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in this portion of Scripture, Paul is rejoicing and giving thanks for the financial gifts of the saints who helped him out. He didn't write this because he was a greedy or desperate person. He learned how to be content in every situation. He knew how to be content in either in abundance or need, claiming he can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. But there's an important part about Philippians 4:13 that we need to talk about today. It does not teach that a Christian is simply empowered to accomplish any task because you're saved and a Christian. I'm going to repeat that. It does not teach that a Christian is empowered to accomplish any task simply because you are saved and a Christian. When Paul said he can do all things, he meant all things which were God's will for him to do. It's essential that all of us stay in God's will. Do the things that He calls you to do. Live the life He's called you to do. We can't expect the Lord to give us His strength when we're not living in His will, doing our things our own way. If I was looking for a job and I had job A and job B, and the Lord said, Rick, take job A, that's my will for you. And if I take job A, I can have full confidence that the Lord's strength will get me through that job. 20 years ago, I went by faith and left my job at Ford to go to Kaiser, in a job I was personally not sure if I should take. But I took it because it was God's will. 20 years later, I'm still working at Kaiser Permanente because of the Lord's strength. Not because I'm smart, I went to school, I'm an organized person, I'm intelligent. The reason why I've survived 20 years of my jobs, because I ask the Lord's strength each and every day, and that's the honest truth. But if you take job B, which is not God's will, maybe you take job B because you're making more money, maybe you want the job better. It's not God's will. How can you expect the Lord to give you His strength? You're out of His will. You will not have His strength behind you when you're out of His will. All of us make sure we stay in God's will. Amen? But what a beautiful verse, because we can find comfort in it, can't we? God assures us whatever He calls us to do, if we follow the path, He will supply the strength to accomplish it. Whether it's your job, raising your family, doing your ministry, it's the Lord empowers us to do His will, to fulfill His purposes, to give Him glory. As someone wrote, the Lord's commands are the Lord's enablements. And I love Paul. You know, Paul, despite his treatment, the persecution, his needs, everything that he went through, he was so joyful in the Lord. He knew that the Lord would provide strength no matter what happens in his life. He knew nothing was impossible for God. He knew if the Lord was with us, who can be against us? And so we may have confidence when we need strength, God will provide it on His time, His way, every time. Amen? And that's the beauty of the Bible, right? Is when you study it, you can sit there and say, you know what, I'm little Rick Punzo here in Danville, California. Who am I? But you know what? I can claim God's strength just like these godly men and women in the Bible. It's the same strength. It hasn't changed. It's not new. God's been strong from the beginning of time. And yet in the year 2026, when I'm on my knees and ask for strength, little Rick Punzo gets his strength. And now as a Christian, right, we have His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that lives within you, that gives you strength. Many people in this world will love to have the Lord strengthen their life. But many do not want to accept the Son as their own personal Lord and Savior. You cannot have the Lord's strength if you are not His. That's an important thing to call out today. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, if you are here or you're listening online, you will not have the Lord's strength. But what the Lord is trying to do is get your attention to be saved, to give your life to Him once and for all, to have a date that you can say, on this date I became a Christian. And then you will have His Holy Spirit, and then you will be able to call on His strength, and you will have it. So brothers and sisters, rely on the Lord's strength during your trials and temptations. Rely on the Lord's strength during your health issue. Health issues are not fun, and some of you go through some tough health issues. Rely on the Lord's strength. Rely on the Lord's strength during your family problem. Families have problems. Rely on the strength when you are waiting for something. Waiting is hard. I've had my share of waiting. It is hard, but I've relied on the Lord's strength to get me through it. Rely on the Lord's strength when you need courage to confront something. Sometimes you have to confront stuff. Don't act in your flesh. Rely on the Lord's strength. Rely on your strength when you have loss. And you need the strength to carry on. You know, I talk about Dean for a second. We rejoice that he's up in heaven. We're happy for him. I know no one deserves to go to heaven, but in my book, Dean's pretty close up there. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful that he's up there with other saints that he loves dearly. He's seen the other saints that have gone before him. He's so ecstatic. But I know this last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of tears shed in this room. A lot of sadness. To know that our brother was not doing well. To know that the Lord was taking him home, and we trust that the Lord had him in his hands. Obviously, we know that. But it was sad. I have to admit, I'm sad. And I'm sad now, and I got to admit, I cried. And I think I will cry until the God takes me home when I think about Dean, because he was a dear brother. That's why you need the Lord's strength to continue on, don't you? Loss is hard. I've been there. But the reason why I'm standing here today is because it's the Lord's strength that carries me. And I want to boldly say that this morning. All glory goes to Him. And so, Dean, we will carry on with the Lord's strength that you give us. Rely on the Lord's strength in your service for Him as you do your ministry He has called you to do. Randy's not here. I don't know where he's at. But his message last week was a beautiful message. And he said, not on my watch. It's very Rocky-ish. You know, like, you know, the Rocky movies? I've seen too many Rocky movies. But I love that statement, not on my watch. It is the Lord's strength that gives us the words to say it, and it's the Lord's strength to serve that way, doesn't it? Rely on the Lord's strength to be a witness for Him. He will give you the right words. I know many here want their family members saved. Many here have co-workers or neighbors they want saved. And sometimes it can be intimidating to witness or find the right words. We all have our list of people we want saved. To know if they left this world today, they would go into heaven. We knew when Dean passed on, we knew exactly where he was going. Well, the people in my life that I know are not saved, and you have those names, if they passed on, to know that they would not be with the Lord is heartbreaking. but rely on the Lord's strength to witness, guided by the Holy Spirit, to say the right words at the right time. God will give you the words if you have the burdened heart for that. Let us think about the spiritual blessings when we rely on the Lord's strength. We get spiritual blessings when we rely on the Lord. We grow in our faith, right? Haven't you grown in your faith to the Lord when he's given you strength to go through something? You learn to trust and obey, right? Because you've seen his strength in the past. How can you not trust and obey this time? You learn endurance and perseverance, right? The Lord's asking you to wait for something. Well, I'm relying on the Lord's strength. I can handle it. I can endure for this. We gain wisdom to live the right way, a holy and righteous life. When you rely on the Lord's strength, you experience peace and joy. Isn't that true? See, sometimes trials don't go away. Health issues don't leave. Family problems stay. But when you rely on the Lord's strength, he gives you a peace and joy during that time. The world doesn't have that. The world thinks you're crazy. But for the Christian, it's a no-brainer. When you rely on the Lord's strength, you can look back in your life and see how much he's given you his strength. So you can be renewed and encouraged when you need it again. And then maybe God can use you to encourage other people. The Lord's strength, it is perfect. I've always loved the song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. He co-wrote the song in the 80s, and some of you probably have known it. I believe Randy and Natalie may have sang this song before. The song is titled, His Strength is Perfect. The song highlights trusting in God's strength rather than personal ability, reassuring that his power is greatest when human weakness is shown. So I want to read some of the lyrics, and I encourage you, if you need encouragement, go pull up the song when you get home and hear His Strength is Perfect. If you can put the lyrics on the screen, brothers, thank you. Listen to the words, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13, right? But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own. Yet in my weakness, he is there to let me know. What does he want you to know? This. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. Because our strength is gone sometimes, isn't it? He will carry us when we can't carry on. Isn't that beautiful? Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Amen. A couple of final thoughts before we end today's message. If you are living your life as a Christian, not relying on the Lord's strength, I want to be honest with you. You're probably going to be a miserable Christian. You will always feel defeated, staying stuck in despair. You'll have no victory in things. You'll be back and forth in your faith. You'll be inconsistent in your prayer, in your word, and coming to church. If you serve, you really won't have much success. You won't be used as the full capacity if you rely on your own strength in your service. And I don't say this to cast a stone at anybody, because you even ask the most godly Christian in your life, hey, have you ever a point in your life where you were not in God's will or you were not relying on the Lord's strength? The Christian will probably tell you an example in their life. You ask me, there's times where I've not been in God's will, I've not relied on his strength. And let me tell you, I've been a miserable Christian. So if you need encouragement today to rely on the Lord's strength, talk to the Christian in this room that you trust and respect. Don't stay stuck in despair. Don't stay stuck in misery. Take the encouragement. Someone to pray with you, to talk to you. Maybe share a personal story so that you can rely on the Lord's strength in every part of your life. We all need it. The Lord's strength is not about you, me, myself, and I, or us. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about him. So remember, through consistent prayer, being in his word, claiming his promises, make sure you're in his will, humbly trusting him, the Lord will provide his strength. And I want to encourage today the Christians who are relying on the Lord's strength. You know, when you rely on the Lord's strength, Satan's going to come along. We had a family situation the other day that was very difficult, that I had to confront something. And when I heard about the situation, I knew I had to act. The first thing I said in the quiet of my heart, I said, Lord, I need to rely on your strength. I can't handle the situation how my flesh wants to handle it. And if you knew the situation, most people would say, act with the flesh. The world would say that. And so the situation happened, and I relied on the Lord's strength, and it was done. But later on, in the stillness of my heart, Satan whispered in my ears and said, you know, you really didn't handle it the right way. You know, weren't you man enough to handle it the way you should have handled it? See, that's what he does, right? When you rely on the Lord's strength, he comes along to discourage you. He tells you, you know what, why are you waiting for the Lord? You're making the wrong decision. He'll say words like, you're a loser. You're dumb. Don't you have a brain? He will do that. But none of that is true. Depending on the Lord's strength actually makes you stronger in Christ. Relying on the Lord's strength does not mean that you are not a man if you're a man, or you can't make your own decision, or that you're weak. Don't listen to Satan, because he will come along. Relying on the Lord's strength shows how much we love him. We trust him. We respect him as our Lord and our Savior. It shows humility. It takes courage. Rely on the Lord's strength instead of yours. Don't listen to Satan, because he will come and he will whisper. And I look back at our situation. I praise God for giving me the strength to handle how he wanted me to handle it. You know, I'd rather see my wife and kids see me as a person who relies on the Lord's strength. Asking him, begging him for it. Than someone who says, you know what, I'm a man, I'm a tough guy, I roll up my sleeves, I'll handle it my way, I'm a smart guy. I'll do it on my own wisdom, my own words, and my own strength. No. So I pray today that we all have that attitude, that desire, and encouragement today to rely on the Lord's strength in your life. Remember the Lord's strength and the 4 points that I shared today that burdened my heart. 1, the Lord's strength, it is a promise. 2, it sustains us through our trials. It accomplishes great things through our weakness. And it is perfect. Amen. If we can bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we are always grateful, Lord, as a body of Christ to come every Sunday, Lord. First of all, to break bread, to remember what you did for us on the cross. And we love the fellowship, because fellowship is sweet and encouraging. But we love, Lord, gathering in this room to hear your word, Lord. It does not matter who's behind this nice piece of wood, Lord. It is your message each and every Sunday. And we pray as a church that it always is that way, Lord. It is your message that you want to get across, Lord. And Lord, it's such a beauty to sit back and realize and to meditate your strength, Lord. Your strength that carries each of us, Lord, sustains us, holds us, Lord. We're all here today living our Christian life because of your strength, Lord. And all of us here go through something, is going through something, and will go through something in the future, past, present, and the future, Lord. But we can boldly claim, Lord, like the godly men in the Bible that relied on your strength, we can say that this morning, that all of us would rely on your strength, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we pray for anybody in our midst today or listening online who has yet given their lives to you, that they do not have a date in their mind when they got saved. That they can't say, I don't know when I got saved, but they, if they don't know that they would have their eyes and ears open to ask you to be their Lord and Savior, so that you would save them and they would have a day to know where they're going if they leave this world. And as they live in this world, they have the Holy Spirit in you that would give them your strength to help them in their walk and to live the life that you'd want them to live, Lord Jesus. We pray for that today, Lord, and tonight. And we just ask, Lord, as we go out our way this afternoon, that you'd protect us on the road. We ask for your encouragement and blessing through the week, whatever we got going on, until we meet again. We praise you and love you. In your most precious name we pray. Amen.